Pros and cons of the Coastal Zone Management Ballot Initiative were offered Wednesday at the Greater Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce Luncheon. The initiative will be on the state's August 28th primary ballot. Representative Beth Kurtula and former State Commissioner of Environmental Conservation Kurt Fredrickson have been traveling to various communities to talk about the issue, with Kurtula in favor and Fredrickson against it. The two took turns answering questions Wednesday. Kurtula says that after the legislature voted narrowly to not renew the state's program, Alaska became the only coastal state to not participate in the federal program. She says that coastal zone management allows states to work with the federal government when setting coastal development policies. Kurtula is a former coastal management attorney. She says the previous program, in place since 1979, had good points and bad points, but it was important for the state to participate. Kurtula says that passing the ballot measure would mean a stronger voice with the federal government, more involvement for local communities, and a streamlined permit process. She says that obtaining permits is challenging, even for small development projects, and coastal management would coordinate that process.
It's not another layer of bureaucracy. In fact, it's one of the strongest ways people, individuals, permitters, developers, it's one of their strong tools, too, to get things done.
Fredrickson says that if the proposal did all of those things, he would support the initiative. He says the ballot measure does not specify local involvement or a coordinated permit process. He says the previous program had those elements.
But there is nothing within the ballot measure that says that a state agency is required to consult with a coastal community when making a permit decision. In the previous statutes, it did.
Fredrickson says the measure also limits the governor's involvement and moves administration of the program from the Department of Natural Resources to the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. He says the Commerce Department isn't a good fit because it has no resource powers. Kurtula says that no matter what agency the program is affiliated with, there will be coordinators who know how to handle permitting. Kurtula says it's good that Commerce isn't a resource department because that gives it a more neutral background when dealing with resource agencies. Fredrickson says the program will make permitting more complicated because it will add layers of review. He says he's particularly concerned that it will provide another litigation tool for groups that want to stall development projects. Fredrickson says there are many holes in the initiative that the legislature wouldn't be able to fill for at least 2 years.
The previous coastal management law said you have to make a decision in 90 days. There's no time frame in the current law. So what the ballot measure will do will say, well, that board, that coastal policy board of non-elected people will develop regulations that spell all that out. Well, I'm not satisfied with that. We shouldn't have people that aren't accountable to the citizens of a community dictating through regulation things like permit timeframes.
Kurtula says it's common practice for statutes to be less specific and to provide a framework for agencies to build regulations. She says the ballot initiative was written without specifics on purpose, allowing communities to participate in the process. She says including specifics would have led to a complicated document that might have included errors that couldn't be fixed for at least 2 years.
I have faith in Alaskans, in communities, to come together, in the developers, to put good information out so that good decisions can be made.
Kurtula added that each region in the state would nominate 3 people to be on the board, and the governor would choose from those nominees. She says the governor also would pick 4 commissioners for the board. In closing, both speakers urged people to read the ballot initiative, which is on the Lieutenant Governor's website.
I have read it many times, and I keep finding more things to it that I really don't understand why some of this stuff got left out, but it got left out. It's bad law.
If we don't do this, we are going to remain the only state in the union without a coastal zone program that could have one. And that's just a real shame for Alaskans. If you want to be involved, if you want to see a coastal program for Alaska, I say vote for this and work with the regulations process, give your comments, and be part of the solution.
Wednesday's presentation precedes a local hearing on the issue. State law requires hearings for citizen ballot initiatives. A public hearing in Ketchikan is scheduled for noon on Wednesday, July 25th, in Borough Assembly Chambers at the White Cliff Building. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.